This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. economy saw a consistent job growth in April. Employers added 428,000 jobs last month, the Labor Department said in a monthly payroll report released Friday. Initial claims for state unemployment benefits rose 19,000 to a seasonally adjusted 200,000 for the week ending April 30th. Planned Parenthood abortion clinics are preparing to shift people and resources away from red states in anticipation of the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. Ayman Alcidin, the medical director of Planned Parenthood, says blue states, including California, Oregon, Minnesota, Maryland, and Massachusetts, are taking steps to prepare for increased patients seeking abortions if Roe falls. Now, there is no study on how many lives would be saved if Roe falls, but in 2019 alone, over 629,000 abortions in America took place. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Josh O'Neill, with a law enforcement and military background, is running for a congressional seat from California's 49th District. He tells One America News the issues voters are concerned with.
Most of the tremendous increase in crime that we've seen can be directly tied to bad policies. I was in the military, served in combat, came back to the States, went into law enforcement. I've served at both a federal and a local level, and I can really point out how bad policies directly affect people in these communities and on the streets, from the southern border to decisions made at the district attorney's office. The port of entry at San Ysidro is the largest land border crossing on planet Earth. More people cross there than any other place in the world on a land border. And directly across that southern border, you have quite literally the most dangerous drug cartels that have ever existed. Some estimate 10 times what Pablo Escobar was in Colombia.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, my friend. USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
4 astronauts successfully return home from the International Space Station. The crew splashed down underneath parachutes off the coast of Florida at 12:43 a.m. Eastern.
Dragon Endurance carrying a dark green copy. Repeat it, man, and then the captain. Crew 3 has splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico.
For the first time in America's history, a sitting president is appointing a disinformation department that sole purpose is to dictate to Americans what the truth is. Representative Ken Buck, the Republican from Colorado, told Newsmax, hold the phone.
We're Article 1. We have the power of the purse. This announcement by the Department of Homeland Security that they have started a new effort didn't come through the Appropriations Committee. It didn't come through Congress in any way. They just decided they were going to take money that was designated for a different purpose and use it for this board. Completely unconstitutional activity. Senator Paul is absolutely right. What is the government doing deciding what the truth is and what is not the truth? Let the people decide that. We have a marketplace of ideas. We have always encouraged vigorous debate in the marketplace of ideas, and to allow the government, a very left-leaning executive branch, to decide the truth is dangerous.
My name is Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And you knew it wasn't going to be easy, but as John F. Kennedy said, we do it not because it's easy, but because it's hard. And really, not only is it hard, we have no choice. I mean, if we don't get this country back on track, I mean, consider the trajectory there we're on right now. How much more madness can we endure? John Fleetwood joins us now. John is the managing editor for American Faith. Hey, John, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Mr. Bill Martinez, the voice of one calling in the wilderness. How are you doing today, sir?
Well, it's very kind of you. Yes, both of us, all our voices. There are many people on the wall. We're watchmen, John. We see what's happening on the horizon, and particularly for people of faith, we're saying, look at what you are seeing is not your lying eyes. I mean, these are the very signs that Jesus talked about. But we need to be discerners of the truth. And, you know, it's kind of like studying counterfeit money. You know, I don't know if you know this, but, you know, bankers, you know how they teach bankers how to identify counterfeit money?
You look at the real thing, study the real thing.
Exactly, exactly. So that's the same thing, all right, when it comes to, you know, dealing with issues of the universe, the issues of our culture and that, you must study the real thing. And so if I tell you that truth is relative, that your truth is okay, my truth is okay, I mean, that injures both of us because we're not really dealing with the truth that is established. It's established in the very foundations of the universe and how God created it. Okay.
Correct.
Succinctly. Right.
And then the left follow this postmodernism, which is just a fancy way of saying that they say there is no truth, and that's a way for them to disguise their position, which is just to define truth as whatever they want it to be. But the problem with saying there is no truth is that you're making an absolute truth claim, right? Because
yes,
they say
exactly
truth is subjective. It's based on what you believe, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. He believes that's fine. She believes Zizim, Zer, and all these pronouns, whatever they believe. The problem with that is they're saying that truth is not objective. We as Christians say the truth is objective. I mean, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. So he's the number one objective truth. But the problem with saying truth is subjective is that you're making an objective claim about truth. So
is that, yeah. So the question is that true?
Exactly.
What you said, is that true? Exactly. And the deal is that when you negate truth, you see, they don't even have the courage. This is how cowardly they are, John. Because when they say there's no truth, they're basically saying there's no God. And this is what's being manifest more and more. You see, you can't come out just blatantly in a nation that believes in God. allegedly, and I understand it's lukewarmish.
Right.
Let's consider what the Book of Revelations talks about, one of the churches being rather lukewarm, and we are lukewarm about this, and this is why we're in danger right now, and how the craziness is overtaking us to a degree that you don't even know how to respond to, you know, 70 different gender options. You know,
and Christians, a lot of us, we're passive. And there was a point where I was too, so I'm guilty of it too, and I get passive too. But the Bible tells us that we're in a war already. I mean, Paul tells us in Ephesians 6:12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against cosmic powers. We're already at war, and there's already an enemy coming against us right now. We're already in a war. So we can't
exactly
have it anymore.
And it's only intensifying. That's what's coming out. You know, I was talking with Pastor Phil, you know, the founder president, American Faith, and pastor of Influence Church on Monday. And we were talking about the four horsemen of the apocalypse, right? And because I said, look at what is happening, you know, very little report on the attacks on our food distribution centers. You know, you brought this out in American Faith, and Phil talked about it. And people go, "Where? I didn't hear about it. Where are you hearing about this?" I said, well, they're doing a lot to really tamp this down. And we have something like 18 now facilities that have been destroyed. And so this is on the heels of seeing what's going on in the Ukraine that you and I talked about, John, last week.
Right.
Is that there's going to be food distribution already because of what's happening in Ukraine. Now, let's exacerbate the problem even further. And let's have 18 major facilities here in the United States get blown up and burnt down. I believe three of those facilities were, you know, they were burnt down as a result of an airplane crashing into them. I mean,
that's right. And this has got to go into a context. I mean, over the last 2 years, I mean, there's been a series of events that have really negatively affected our economy and the global supply chain. You've got COVID-19, obviously, is a really big one. Now you've got war with Russia and Ukraine, like you mentioned. You've got container ships getting wedged in the Suez Canal. You've got a clogged California shipping port. You've got inflation now, you know, Biden inflation at a 40-year high, over 8.5% in February, highest yearly increase since 1981. You got 34% of retailers couldn't make rent in April, up from 6% from last February. You got food and gas prices up. So that's the context of what's happening right now in the economy. And you've got at least, Bill, I was looking last night, and I found at least 25 fires at these food distribution centers. I mean, we're wondering why our prices are going up. It's not just because of inflation, but how is this? How are all these fires going to cause even more pain on the economy? I mean, you got last Saturday, you got a fire breaking out at Purdue Farms. You got about 2 weeks back in Georgia, you had a General Mills food facility go up in flames. Also, a little before that, you had agricultural areas in Nebraska, April 19th, you had Azure Standard that caught on fire too. April 14th, Gem State, Idaho. I mean, I can go down the list. I've got 25 of these. April 13th,
25 now.
Farms,
wow.
California. Yeah. And that's going back over the past couple of years. And these websites like Snopes, you know, these quote unquote fact checkers who are just far left ideologues. They're not unbiased. They're far left, and they're not about giving you the truth. They're about giving you a diluted truth, and they're about misinforming you. They go back maybe a couple of months.
Well, it's narrative. Yeah, it's all narrative. And then let's add this little component into this conversation. Why is Bill Gates buying up farmland?
he's buying up all this farmland, and yet at the same time, his Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, a big part, partnered with the World Economic Forum, who's pushing the Great Reset. This organization says that by the year 2030, they want you to not eat meat anymore. It's crazy. And this is the guy who's going to be in control of all this farmland in the next 50, 100 years. I mean, what's going to happen then, Bill?
Are we entering the era? This I asked Pastor Phil last night. We were talking about this. I said, are we entering the era of Soylent Green?
Gosh, it's like you said in the beginning, Phil, it's time for Christians to stand up and fight back, man. We got to wake up.
Amen. Yeah, and Phil reminded me of the poster. When you look at the poster of Soylent Green, guess what year they project on the poster?
What's that?
2022.
Oh, no.
Anyway, we got to go to break. More from John Fleetwood after this.
Nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The aftereffects of the COVID-19 pandemic are being felt around the world, and India is no different. Fortunately, the Tide Ministry is blessed to have deeply committed partners there who've been able to adjust outreach programs on the ground to accommodate recent pandemic guidelines. Our adult literacy programs in several regions of India were in jeopardy from lockdowns that banned group gatherings. Thankfully, the village teachers have come up with a creative solution by visiting individuals in their homes to teach them, check up on their well-being, and make them aware of any COVID procedure updates. Maintaining connections with people facing hardships is so important to remind them that they're not alone and that they're not only important to us here at the Tide Ministry, but also to their Heavenly Father. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Hey, and for those of you that may be joining us over the weekend and you're listening to this as a replay, I just want to let you know that we air live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're glad that you can join in. And this is what we do. It's not about 8-second sound bites. We bring experts on the show to enlarge your capacity. I mean, our hope is that as a result of listening to the show, as my old mentor would say, to elicit a positive emotional response. The response to the positive emotional response, gosh, I'm sure glad I tuned in. I'm sure glad I was listening to John Fleetwood. He was sharing things with me that I didn't know. I'm not getting this from the mainstream media. No, you're not. But this is what's happening. And when you consider the food crisis that's on the horizon, your eyes are seeing this correctly. You know, something is going wrong, awfully wrong, and it's heading in a direction that is unconstitutional. We've always kind of, as Americans, have thought, well, the Constitution is in play. That is our, those are our bumper guards. Well, you know, look at it. It doesn't take a genius to figure out with the policies of the Biden administration how they've ignored the law flatly and clearly. I mean, this is a president. This is an administration that has basically committed criminal acts by obliterating our Constitution. And guess what? They're hell-bent. They're gonna keep on going, you know. And what this will do is it will set us up as a country. It will set us up as a country to endure pain unimaginable. Because this is where it's taking us. You cannot ignore the foundation principles of this country and think that you're going to be prosperous. John, I'm going to let you wrap this up in terms of, you know, this food crisis that's on the horizon. What's happening now? You say there's 25 distribution centers in one form or another. Bill Gates is buying farmland up, and we can only imagine what that's all about. There is evidence that... there's clear evidence, a YouTube video, in fact, I think in 2015, where Bill Gates just flat out said that our planet is overpopulated. And so a little culling of the herd, so to speak, no big whoop, that would probably be good for all concerned in his, in his own God-centered mind, you know, self-appointed, may it be. Go ahead.
It's not hyperbole, Bill, because when you say stuff like that, people who don't watch politics, because quite frankly, you know, politics can be really annoying. And there was a time when I wasn't into politics either until I saw stuff like what, you know, guys like Biden are doing in the World Economic Forum. But we don't know what's actually behind all of this. And if you look at things like a lot of these food distribution centers, a lot of them are owned and operated by these big financial asset management companies like BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, who are official partners with the World Economic Forum. Now, why is that important? It's important because the World Economic Forum is doing their Great Reset. And if you go on the World Economic Forum, you go weforum.org, and you look up an article that they did called Why We Need to Give Insects, like bugs, the role they deserve in our food system. The World Economic Forum, who owns a lot of these food industries and is behind a lot of this, they're pushing that we're going to need to start eating insects. So at the end of the day, with this food stuff and what's going on here, they want us to eat insects. And like you said, they're culling. That's not hyperbole. Bill Gates, who's buying up all this farmland, said in a TED talk, he said, not Bill said or some other conspiracy theorist in their basement said, Bill Gates said that the population's too high because of climate change or whatever climate change hoax he's pushing. And so what we need to do is lower the population. Now, he said in the TED talk, Bill Gates, not Bill Martinez, but Bill Gates said that in order to lower the population, the way we can do that is with vaccines. He said an almost direct quote is, if we do a good enough job with vaccines, we can lower the population. Bill Gates said that. Direct quote.
Yeah. Yeah, and in lowering the population, it wasn't very successful. Because even if you take the broad numbers, a million, I think Bill Gates is thinking, you know, we're about 8 billion world population now. And he's thinking of multiples millions. A couple of million is still not enough. And, of course, now the evidence and the empirical data, because we're following the science, they told us to follow the science, and we're seeing the science and what's going on. I mean, now you have Blinken. Blinken's been... he's been COVID vaccinated, boosted up the yin yang, and he's now infected. You know, Kamala Harris is infected. What is this all telling us? Is that the lockdowns? We put too much faith into these vaccines. There's still so much about the vaccines we don't understand. The consequences, young people with heart problems that, you've got this huge spike going on, and we're hearing, you see a little bit of a headline about it. And I understand people have had it up to here with all these conspiracies, but these aren't conspiracies. These are real people, real lives that are affected by this government-run health program that did exactly what Donald Trump said was going to happen. That is that it was worse than a disease. Their answer.
There's a 25% increase in cardiovascular events, like you were describing, myocarditis, pericarditis, in young people after the vaccine rollout. That's from MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Stuff they're not telling you. You're not going to hear that on CNN or New York Times, and it's coming out from MIT.
Unbelievable.
And events of COVID, this is mainstream news. AP, Reuters, New York Times, they're saying that incidents of COVID are going up. And yet, at the same time, Americans are getting even more and more vaccinated. According to the CDC, we're over 75% vaccinated, over 60% fully vaccinated, and going up. So we're more and more vaccinated, but we're still getting more and more instances of COVID. It's not working. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. 3 minutes left. I did want to talk also about moving. We had so many gorillas to talk about this week in the news. The leak of the Supreme Court decision on Roe v. Wade. And now you're reporting this morning on activists are doxing SCOTUS justices. Break that down real quick.
A lot of Antifa groups are headed by like the likes of George Soros. He's the guy who's putting all these lawyers in all of these cities, and these are left leaning ideologues. So these Antifa people that you're seeing, these aren't grassroots. Antifa's not grassroots like MAGA was. Frankly, I mean, Trump was a grassroots organization, and you see how he's grown and grown in popularity. I mean, even Mitt Romney's come out and said, Trump's going to be, if Trump wants to be, he's going to be the next.
Exactly.
He's going to be the next nominee. So that was a grassroots phenomenon. But what you have with Antifa is these groups are being funded and controlled by the likes of Soros. And I think a lot of people on the left and the average American will look at Antifa and they will say, oh, these are people who care. They actually care about democracy. It's not democratic to threaten the Supreme Court of the United States. That's not democratic, because they were elected according to American processes. So they don't actually stand for democracy. They're not grassroots, and they're being controlled. Somebody's paying them, and you just have to follow the money. You just have to follow the money, and you get these left-leaning globalist ideologues like Soros and Gates.
Exactly. Well, stay tuned because, there's more film coming and more information, and we'll see. There's a full court press to find out who leaked the Supreme Court opinion. Absolutely unprecedented. And, of course, speaking of MAGA the MAGA movement, which Joe Biden has a hard time understanding, boy, put that in the crosshairs more severely than even the Tea Parties, didn't he?
They're making Biden's trying to make common criminals out of average Americans, because the tenets of MAGA are pro-America, anti-CRT. You want America to be great, and that stands against the globalists and with the World Economic Forum, the Great Reset. They want globalism. Nationalism stands in the way of globalism.
Exactly. So that's why America first. America first is chalk on the chalkboard going in the wrong direction, just screeching down their nerves, isn't it?
That's right. We stand in their way, so they have to make enemies out of the average American. And it's time for us Christians and patriotic Americans to fight back.
Well, and if you want to know what's going to come, look what they did to the Tea Party. You know, they absolutely obliterated and take control, and they don't want America first either. John Fleetwood, thank you.
Massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. economy saw a consistent job growth in April. Employers added 428,000 jobs last month, the Labor Department said in a monthly payroll report released Friday. Initial claims for state unemployment benefits rose 19,000 to a seasonally adjusted 200,000 for the week ending April 30th. Planned Parenthood abortion clinics are preparing to shift people and resources away from red states in anticipation of the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. Ayman Al-Sadin, the medical director of Planned Parenthood, says blue states, including California, Oregon, Minnesota, Maryland, and Massachusetts, are taking steps to prepare for increased patients seeking abortions if Roe falls. Now, there is no study on how many lives would be saved if Roe falls, but in 2019 alone, over 629,000 abortions in America took place. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Carson Steelman is joining us, and we're going to talk about in the wake of the recent leak of the draft opinion of the Supreme Court's Dobbs case, which suggests that the court is preparing to overturn Roe v. Wade. There is a coordinated attempt by the left to undermine the legitimacy of the Supreme Court. Carson, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me on.
Carson is a press secretary for Heritage Action, by the way. And, of course, just reported this morning, Carson, is that you've got doxing attacks on the Supreme Court, you know, from the radical left. There's no holds barred on doing everything they can to disrupt and to influence this final decision that is yet to come out.
Right, absolutely. And they just simply don't have any respect for our government's institutions. They never have. They're trying to get their base to harass justices at home. They're even sending people to Catholic churches on Mother's Day of all days to harass them there because they don't like that there are some Roman Catholics sitting on the bench. It's completely unacceptable, and it's not going to work. The American people have their own opinions about protecting life. We already see 26 states that have protections for life on the books already. So the public sentiment is not there. I don't know why they think this is going to work. This seems to be a desperate last-ditch effort ahead of the midterm.
Well, speaking of Catholics on the bench, you got a Catholic in the White House. You know, just saying.
Right,
you know,
exactly. And just the other day, I mean, Joe Biden can't even keep up with the left's own talking points and rhetoric. For years, they try to desensitize the matter and say that, you know, an unborn child is just a lump of cells or a fetus, just to try to, you know, make people more okay with this, I guess. And Joe Biden just the other day even called it a child. Even knows he can't keep up. They're fighting.
He can't even keep up with the sexual options. Carson, if you remember on the campaign trail, he was asked how many genders there were, and he could barely spit out three. And of course, at that time, I think there was a university in California that was citing, you know, probably close to 70 gender options. So, you know, he did get one more than two, I guess, because God didn't. You know, God's not good enough, and God declaring that there were only two genders, Joe Biden, because now, you know, running for president, he knows better than God, I guess, and three. So it was interesting that, you know, he even only could choose three. But, you know, this is the case of Joe Biden historically. His misspeaks, you know, some are cast off to say, well, because he stutters, and of course, anything to hide the clear mental incapacity of what he presents to people. It's not just here in the United States, but it's on the world stage as well, Carson, which is very dangerous. And the country continues to lose credibility under this this administration.
Right, and you're right. We see all the clips of him misspeaking or honestly not seeming like he knows where he is even. And it's easy for us to kind of roll our eyes at that and say, like, oh, you know, we'll get a Republican back in the Oval one day and it will be fine. But he's doing a lot of damage on the international stage. You're right. Look at what's happening internationally with all of our adversaries and getting emboldened. We're even helping in some cases to empower them. So we have to look at China. We have to look at Russia, Iran. They're taking a look at us and saying, you know, here's a really easy opportunity for us to attack the United States in very different ways. So you're right. It's really dangerous. It's not just something to kind of laugh off. It's very serious.
Without a doubt. I mean, how would you like to be Taiwan right now?
Exactly. They're probably terrified, as they should be.
Yeah, exactly. But getting back to Roe v. Wade and this movement, and we've been saying repeatedly, Carson, for a number of years now, is that the organic movement that has taken place in this country regarding Roe v. Wade is based on experience, no longer opinion, no longer lies that started Roe v. Wade in 1973. Bernard Nathanson clearly came out and said that they lied to the American people. And they, you know, they did everything they could to milk these stories of women in back alleys with coat hanger abortions and junk like that. But, you know, that aside, a lot of experience in 1973, 60 million plus babies are dead as a result, and women and an increasing number of men as well, Carson, are waking up and going, oh my God, I've killed my child. And they're heartbroken. They're heartbroken. Women have been committing suicide over this. You have women who are standing up on behalf of women saying, this cannot happen to you. We made a huge mistake. We followed the science. We followed the science and thought it was meaningless. It was just some excess tissue like a tumor that could be extracted and there would be no consequence. But the fact of the matter is we wanted to have our cake and eat it too. We wanted to have free sex. So what if we got pregnant? It was easy to erase that. And guess what? It's not easy. Because the fact of the matter is they carry this with their, until the day they die, Carson, this is in their heart. And this is a very difficult thing, you know, for them to endure. And that's why this organic movement is so overwhelming that, these activists cannot stop it. The energy behind it, the force of this groundswell is such that, that they can't. They can't impede it any longer. The truth is winning out.
Right, right. And honestly, it's not pro-choice as they may like to say. It's anti-consequence. We should be doing everything we can to protect life, to empower mothers, to have the resources, the education, information, whatever they need to be able to raise their children. And at the end of the day, this whole Supreme Court decision, it's a case of federalism, too, and that's what makes the Democrats so mad. So the states are going to be able to decide for themselves whether or not they want to protect life or how they want to do that, whether that's, you know, a heartbeat bill, a pain-capable bill, anything like that. They have options to protect life how the people in their individual states want to. And we've seen from polling, we've heard the stories, people want to protect life. And that's what's making the Democrats so scared, because they know that if they leave it up to the people, leave it up to the states, they're not going to be able to push this pro-abortion agenda anymore.
Exactly. Well, they have violated the principles of informed consent, haven't they? I mean, think about it. Those two powerful words, informed consent. The women have not been properly informed. I mean, these abortionists will say clearly they don't want the women to see the sonograms when they come into Planned Parenthood. They block them. This is one of the rules that they use. They do not want them to see that it is a forming child in their womb. So the whole idea of informed consent has been violated in for these women.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There are countless stories of women who either elected to get an abortion and regret it. Like you said, they have all sorts of mental health problems. They are devastated. They wish they'd made a different decision. And then on the flip side, you have women who the left and, Planned Parenthood or other abortion providers were trying to push them towards getting an abortion, and they decided to instead have their child. And the stories of that are just, they're heartwarming, but it does speak to the terrors of how people try to push abortion on mothers as perhaps a good option when it really isn't. It's dangerous, and it scars people for life. And it's, of course, killing an unborn baby.
Yeah. Oh, by the way. Yeah. And it's not rare and safe, is it? That's the other thing. How rare and how safe has abortion been on America's women since 1973?
No, you're right. Absolutely. It's not rare. It's not safe. There are stories of complications. There are all sorts of issues that can be associated with receiving an abortion. So it's not something that should be desensitized. And unfortunately, the left is trending in that direction. And they're even, in some cases, celebrating abortion. They're saying that it's a beautiful thing that women are allowed to make this choice for themselves and their bodies and their family. But they leave out the long-term effects for women. They leave out the, the very obvious death of the unborn child.
It's a complete lie. Gotta leave it there. Carson Steelman from the Heritage Action Committee has been with us. Thank you.
It's a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sad news to report to you. Our dear friend Dr. Ted Baer, who is on with us every week, his daughter Evie from time to time will come in. And you've heard him during our interviews refer to Lily, his wife, who had been, you know, dealing with cancer for, gosh, over 20 years. We found out earlier in the week that she was going to hospice. And Ted texted me early this morning that Lily passed on to glory at 3:01 p.m. Pacific time. And I told him that we are mourning with he and his family. To God be the glory, SDG, Solo Deo Gloria, and that our Redeemer lives forever. That is our message to the Bear family and to Dr. Ted. And we are with him and praying as God is faithful to comfort those who are mourning. And we love God for that. Danny Huerta joins us now. He's focused on the family's parenting and counselor expert. Danny, good to have you with us. Here we are about to honor our mothers, Mother's Day, just around the corner. It is such an honorable time and special time that we need to take to honor our mothers, right?
It is, Bill. Thanks for having me on the show, by the way. And, sad news, right? There's a bittersweet moment when we intersect with a passing away of a loved one that we know is going to be in heaven. Hey, so,
exactly.
Yeah, Mother's Day. Mother's Day is a time to be able to honor our wife, husband's right. We have a wife in the home that's a mom, and let's not forget that. And you want to highlight all the invisible tasks, the things she does in the home, and the goal is to be intentional with that. And then to gather your kids. If you have kids in the home, gather them up, huddle up, and decide what are some special ways that we can thank mom this weekend, and then how can we honor her throughout the year in ways to surprise her and show her that we appreciate her? And so this could be a great starting point for dads to create a culture of celebrating mom in the home and maybe outdoing her with honor, like it talks about in Romans 12. And showing right. that, maybe being creative with the kids. Kids have a lot of creative ideas, so gather them up.
Yeah, and the thing is that, you know, to start the conversation, it always helps if you go to the Word of God and you read about families and you see the impact of mothers. I mean, I was just reading, you know, again this morning as part of my daily devotional and reading, you know, from the book of Ruth, and reading the story of, you know, of Ruth. And here she is. I mean, who was to know that this Moabite, as God knew, but who was to know this woman who would not let go of her mother-in-law, Naomi, abandon her family, her culture, her country, to stay with her mother, and saying, and her mother-in-law saying, hey, your people will be my people, your God will be my God. And little did she know that God had a great plan for Naomi and her daughter-in-law, Ruth.
Yeah, Bill, moms have a tremendous impact, and science has affirmed that. The Bible definitely points that out, and then science just puts in the detail on that, showing that moms, their supportive guidance, their gentle guidance, provides an increase of self-control. Academic performance goes up. They help with memory, improve memory and learning, and an improved stress response in kids. I mean, the list could go on and on. And what's fascinating is they've also found that the intonation, that melodic mom's voice, is a regulator of a child's nervous system. That's amazing.
If
a mom comes in and she's talking in her non-stressed out voice and just talking to that child, the child begins to feel a sense of calmness from that secure attachment with a mom. Yeah. Now, I realize
probably Danny, excuse me for interrupting.
Yeah.
Probably that same rhythm and hum that child heard while God was knitting that child in his mother's womb, huh? Maybe?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. The connection begins right at conception, and there's a protection of life all along the way from beginning to end and into eternity, which is beautiful and fascinating. We can show that with the kids, but that connection also begins right at conception, and a mom's voice is heard in the womb. It's beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think it's interesting the timing here, that because we know God is not a God of accidents, everything is orchestrated for his divine purpose, that here we are celebrating motherhood, and even with a preemptive move by somebody in the Supreme Court to give us a preview of what could potentially happen with this decision of Roe v. Wade. I think it's interesting that this would all come about on Mother's Day 2022. What do you think?
Yeah. I don't think it's much of an accident. I think there's a highlighting of this, of the importance of the mother-child relationship, and just reemphasizing, maybe resetting that. It gives America and the world a place of potential reset, and
exactly.
We know what sin can do there. And as Christians, let's be wise and mindful of the opportunity to speak life into our culture as we go into this time of very divisive conversation around this Roe versus Wade.
Well, Danny, we know that you've got outside forces right now. Klaus Schwab is talking about the Great Reset. But, you know, that's from a temporal perspective. I mean, you know, the Great Resetter, the Redeemer himself, is God Almighty. And, you know, for women and families who may have been impacted by abortion, again, I remind them, and I know your heart is the same way, is that we serve a forgiving God. And
we do.
This could very well be your appointed time to reconcile this in such a way, because this movement, and we were just talking about it a moment ago with Heritage Action, that this movement has been a natural groundswell organically orchestrated by women who have experienced abortion. And again, my word of love and compassion for them is that, look, we all make mistakes. We've all fallen short. And God understands that. And we serve a forgiving God who says, look, come to me. Give me a shot. Can you give me a shot, please? You know, for the sake of your own, you know, mental welfare, that you don't carry the anxiety of this huge mistake that you've made and carry it, you know, in such a way that it knocks you off of your divine purpose. Because we already know that women have committed suicide over this issue of abortion. This is why all this stuff, this counteractive stuff by pro-abortionists, and they're losing momentum, they're losing force because of the experience since 1973 is so empirical, so solidly in the minds of women. And I would say, Danny, a growing number of men are realizing, hey, we screwed up. We participated in this.
Mm-hmm.
But God is a forgiving God. Male or female, no matter the sin, God says, come to me. Give me a shot. Give me a shot. And see what forgiveness feels like, right? Yeah, go ahead.
It says to abide in him, and that without him, we can do nothing. And that in brokenness and all, we come to him. Many moms are carrying grief, guilt, insecurities, all kinds of depression, stressed out, panic attacks. There are a lot of moms that are struggling this Mother's Day, and make sure that you pay attention to that. And are you a
right.
safe person to approach when a mom is carrying a load that's so heavy? Can she bring some of that and share it with you openly? Are you a family that's life-giving in that way? And so, Bill, yeah, let's make
exactly
a redemptive Mother's Day for moms
Amen.
Who carry the heavy guilt as well.
Yeah, and not just moms over abortion. There, believe it or not, there's some moms, Danny, that just say, I'm not worthy. I don't deserve to be honored on Mother's Day.
Yes.
You know, and that's sad, but that's where the family can come together, get outside of themselves and say, what can we do to elevate mom, to bring her into the throne room of God and to have something supernaturally happen? How can we co-labor with God's intent to make this the most spectacular, the best ever Mother's Day ever? You know, that might be the question to ask and to discuss with the kids. Dads, let's talk to our kids about it to see what we can do, because, you know, moms are real good about hiding their emotions sometimes. I know sometimes they say, oh, mom, you know, always, but you know, we've experienced that, right, Danny? I mean, because the moms, you know, as our wives, they'll come in, you're supposed to know that. Joan, I'm sorry, I didn't know that, you know.
Honored, right? They feel guilt.
Yes.
They say, well, no, don't worry about it. That's over the top. Don't honor me. And they feel uncomfortable with that. And, hey, moms, lean into it if you're being honored in your home. And if a husband and your kids are trying to speak life into you, absorb it and then share it to other moms from there. And one really cool
exactly.
tool is to bring a chalk marker, dry erase marker, write some truths in the mirror. A lot of moms are struggling with just seeing their insecurities and their faults in the mirror. Bring life to that mirror for them with those chalk markers.
Good idea.
Your kids can be creative with that. Do that this month.
Isn't that so cool? I mean, how often are we blessed by kids' Crayola marks and things like that? Real simple things. And, you know, you just want to go out and buy them a new car. But they're only 7 years old. But you love them so much for doing that, right?
Yes,
I'm just saying. Yes. Danny Wirt, Focus on the Family's Parenting and Counselor Expert, author of 7 Traits of Effective Parenting. Danny, 4 seconds. Go ahead. You were going to say real
All
quick?
Right. Hey, yeah, dads, make it a culture of celebrating mom in your home.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long
neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Who listens to